بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: انطلق ثلاثة نفر ممن كان قبلكم حتى آواهم المبيت إلى غار فدخلوه، فانحدر الصخرة من الجبر فسدد عليهم الغار، فقالوا: إنه لا ينجيكم من هذه الصخرة إلا أن تدعوا الله بصالح أعمالكم. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala narrated that he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that there were a group of three people from the people before you, and they were traveling until it was nightfall, and they sought refuge in a cave. They entered the cave, and as they entered, فَالْحَذَرَ الصَّخَّرْتُ مِنَ الْجَبَلِ, a rock from the mountain slipped, it fell, فَسَدَّتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَارِ, and it blocked the entrance. So these three people who sought refuge in this cave, they were trapped in this cave. It was night, they wanted to rest, and when they entered the cave, now this rock fell from the mountain and it blocked them. فقالوا, and they began to say, now what should we do? So somebody suggested that the only thing that will save us now from this trap and the rock that has blocked the entrance is that we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of some good deed that we have done. In other words, some good deed in our life. Let us ponder and reflect. One good deed we may have done, which sincerely, through which Allah ta'ala may have accepted it, let us make dua. By virtue of that good deed, Allah ta'ala must then remove us from this trap. Ana rajulun minhum. So one of them said, Allahumma, كان لي أبوان شيخان كبيران. والله, I had two elderly parents, very old. وكنت لا أغبق قبلهما أهلا ولا مالا. And I never used to give the night's drink to anybody else before I would serve my parents first. Before my parents would go to sleep, I would have milk ready for them. I would give them first before giving my wife, my children, or any other attendants in the house. First, I would feed my parents. فَنَآبِي طَلَبُ الشَّدِرِ يَوْمًا فَلَمْ أَرِحْ عَلَيْهُمَا حَتَّى نَامًا. It so happened one day, I went in search for some wood, and deep into the forest, I got delayed. By the time I came back, I found my parents fast asleep. فَحَلَبْتُ لَهُمَا غَبُوقَهُمَا فَوَجَدْتُهُمَا نَائِمَيْنَ فَكَرِهْتُ أَنْ أُوقِذَهُمَا وَأَنْ أَغْبِقَ قَبْلَهُمَا أَهْلًا أَوْ مَالًا فَلَبِثْتُ وَالْقَدَحُ عَلَى يَدَيَّ أَنْتَظِرُ إِسْتِيقَاظَهُمَا حَتَّى بَرِقَ الْفَجْرُ وَالصِّبْيَةُ يَتَضَاغَوْنَ عِنْدَ قَدَمَيْهِ فَاسْتَيْقَظَا فَشَرِبَا غَبُوقَهُمَا. He says, I came back home, I brought the milk in this utensil, and I went and saw my parents fast asleep. I did not want to disturb them and awaken them, nor did I want to feed my wife and children first. It was my habit, my parents would get first, and so happened to be they are asleep, but I still did not want to feed my children and family first. So I waited with the utensil in my hand, waiting the whole night. Perhaps they may wake up just now and I could feed them until it was already Fajr. And my children were crying by my feet. My parents then woke up and they drank that milk. Allahumma in kuntu fa'altu thalika abtigha'a wajjik, fafarrij anna ma nahnu fihi min hadhi sakhra. Oh Allah, if this good deed that I have done, which is solely for your pleasure, if it is done for your pleasure, O Allah, then remove us from this trap. Remove this stone, this rock that has blocked the entrance. فَانْفَرَجَتْ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ الْخُرُودَ مِنْهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted this deed of his, so the rock moved slightly, but still they were trapped, they could not exit. قَالَ الْآخَرَ, the second one says, اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّهُ كَانَتْ لِي إِبْنَةُ عَمٍ. O Allah, I had a cousin, a female cousin. كانت أحب الناس إليها. She was very beloved to me. وفي رواية, in one narration, كنت أحبها كأشد ما يحب الرجال النساء. I loved her passionately like how any man loves a woman. So I had fallen in love with her. فأردتها على نفسها. So one day I decided to seduce her against her will. فامتنعت مني. She refused, she refrained from me. حتى ألمت بها سنة من السنين. فجاءتني فأعطيتها 20 و100 دينار على أن تخلي بيني وبين نفسها ففعلت. Until one day she was in difficulty. There was drought. And she required some money. So she comes to me because I was wealthy. I was a cousin. So I gave her 120 dinars, gold coins, on condition that she allows me to satisfy myself. So she agreed. حتى إذا قدرت عليها وفي رواية فلما قعدت بين رجليها قالت اتق الله ولا تفض الخاتم إلا بحقه. He says, until I got full control over her and I was about to perform the act of zina, then suddenly she says, اتق الله, fear Allah, and do not break the seal of virginity except with its right. In other words, the only way of me being halal for you is via nikah. This is zina. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فانصرفت عنها. I moved away from her. وهي أحب الناس إلي. In the condition that she was so still most the most beloved to me. وتركت الذهب الذي أعطيتها. And the 120 gold coins I gave her, I let her have it. اللهم إن كنت فعلت ذلك ابتغاء وجهك. والله, if I did this solely for your pleasure, ففرج عنا ما نحن فيه. You know, والله, remove us from this difficulty. فانفرجت الصخرة. The rock moved slightly. غيرانهم لا يستطيعون خروج منها. Still they were unable to come out. A little bit more it required to move, then they would be able to come out. وقال الثالث, the third person says, اللهم استأجرت أجراء وأعطيتهم أجرهم غير رجل واحد ترك الذي له وذهب. Wallah, I had employed some workers, and I gave each one his due, his wages. Besides one man, for some reason he left his salary and he went away. فَثَمَّرْتُ أَجْرَهُ, I invested whatever salary he had, little amount, I invested it. حَتَّى كَثُرَتْ مِنْهُ الْأَمْوَالِ, to such an extent that wealth then became abundant. Whatever little he left, I invested it, it became abundant. فَجَعَنِي بَعْدَ حِينَ, after some time he comes to me. فَقَالَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ, he says, O servant of Allah, O عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, أَدِّ إِلَيِّ أَجْرِي, give me back my salary, what I left behind. فَقُلْتُ كُلُّ مَا تَرَى مِنْ أَجْرِي, all that you see here in front of you, this is your salary. من الإبري والبقري والغنمي والرقيقي, the camels, the cows, the goats, and the slaves. فقال يا عبد الله لا تستهزي بي, he said that don't mock me, don't joke around with me. قلت لا أستهزي بك, I'm not joking, I'm serious. فأخذه كله فاستاقه, so he took all that he saw in front of him and he drove away all those camels and cows. فلم يترك منه شيئا, he left nothing behind. اللهم إن كنت فعلت ذلك ابتغاء وجهك فافرج عنا ما نحن فيه. والله, if I did this solely for your pleasure, then remove us from this difficulty. فانفرجت الصخرة, the rock then moved. فخرجوا يمشون, and all of them came out walking easily. متفق عليه. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. We understand from this hadith three important aspects. Number one, obedience and serving our parents first. This person made sure that he look after his parents first, even before his own wife and children. The hadith does not mean you should neglect the rights of the wives and children. But his parents were elderly. They required his assistance. They couldn't fend for themselves. And he would give them their milk every single day. And he made sure he gave them, even on that night when he found them asleep, solely for the pleasure of Allah. His sincerity was loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala moved the rock slightly. The second person, we can see that he was overwhelmed by his passions and desires. And he had every chance, because he had showed grace and favor over his cousin, to his cousin, by giving her 120 gold coins. And he had every chance of fulfilling his desires, but for the sake of Allah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refrained from this act. Allah was pleased with this. And the third person, imagine, put ourselves in the situation. A person works for us, he goes away, he leaves his salary. Which one of us will invest that salary and make it more for him? This is what this person did, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal and doing such a good deed solely for the pleasure of Allah, that Allah ta'ala uses that deed for us in the problems of dunya and the akhirat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.